This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Thank you so much. Oh, that wind out there. Gee, it's coming into the studio here in my hair. And Jeff actually escorted me. Jeff Nolan in the control booth there. He didn't have to worry about the hair thing, but I'm not seeing anybody anyway, you know, so what the heck, you know? And, you know, Jeff, everybody, he told me he wouldn't come near me with a 10-foot pole. It's down to 6 now. 6-foot pole. We're separated by glass right now, so that's good. We always are. Well, what am I going to talk about today? Geez. Anything new out there that's going on? Anybody have any situations going on? Listen, we appreciate all the business at work. It's been really hectic. I feel for people that are not working and sitting at home. And work is hectic. We get a lot of phone calls. Obviously, we're not letting people in the store at the moment. So instead of people shopping, we're kind of doing the shopping for them, which is, it's just different. It's kind of cool. We're just running around and we're doing the curbside thing. So if you call and you get your products in order here, and you know, if you have the brands and the milligrams, it'd be helpful, even the UPC codes, and have your credit card ready and pay for it, and then you come to the door, we'll hand it to you. So we appreciate that everybody's calling and ordering, and things are still coming in the store. So you know, we are getting deliveries. There are, obviously, companies are out of certain things. Sometimes it's a little difficult, but it's dripping in. So, call back. If you don't, you know, the phones are really busy, folks. So if you're getting, even though we have 6-7 lines, if it's busy, no one's picking up, you know, leave a message or just call back in a few minutes more or so. So that's going on. You can also call in for a mail order. So if you don't feel like coming to the store to pick it up, we'll mail it out. I think it's free shipping over $100. And we'll do that for you. And you can always go to Holly Hill Vitamins, too. Not everything we have in the store is on the website. So even if you don't see something on the website, doesn't mean it's not in the store. So, again, call if you have any questions. And I guess you've heard the ads. Our hours are 10 to 4 for pickup and 11 to 4 on Sunday. So it's 10 to 4 during the week and Saturday, 11 to 4 on Sunday for pickup. And we appreciate everybody's patience there. Yeah, we're doing, you know, the best we can. A lot of things, I want to talk about. There's so many, interesting things out there. I'm not a doctor. My next guest who's going to be on in a few minutes, Michael Hennessy, he's not a doctor, but, Michael has been in the industry for many, many years from the retail level, and he's a broker, which means that he represents some of the best companies in the industry for many years. Generally, when Michael comes in, I have a company. I know he vetted it, you know, tremendously, and he's so passionate about what he does, and it comes through a lot. So Michael's going to be on today. We're going to be talking about a couple of companies. I guess we are going to concentrate on the immune system a little bit. I mean, that's on everybody's mind right now. I was supposed to have phytoplankton, Karen Products, K-A-R-E-N, out of Canada on, but there was a miscommunication there, so we haven't. Michael was kind enough to fill in. And Michael represents Herb Farm, which is a fantastic herbal company. He also represents a company called Biotherapy or Portals, which makes immune health basics. That's how a lot of people in the store recognize who come into the store. They're beta-glucans, which is excellent for the immune system, not just for what's going on, but also for allergies. And also about Dr. O'Hara, which is a great probiotic company we've carried for many, many years. Most people know the immune system. We listen to the show and listen to Dr. Garko. That starts in the gut there. So we're going to touch on a few different things and take us, where we go kind of thing. A few things, you know, I like consumer labs. The consumer lab, you can go to consumerlab.com. It's not Consumer Reports. Sometimes people get that confused. They've been around for a good 20 years, and their mission is to really do independent testing through nutritional products. And they actually go into stores and get their products at the store, so companies are not sending them, you know, special items. They go in and test what's being sold on the shelves out there. And they have some good information there. They just came out with something a couple of days ago about the vitamins and minerals that can help with coronavirus if you're not, you know, getting enough. Also supplements that may possibly help reduce symptoms, and supplements and products unlikely to help. So he goes into different things. And again, a lot of the things out there is really important to build your immune system. It's not necessarily going to kill a specific type of a virus, that we know of. You know, there's just not had none of these products have been tested human wise as far as that goes. I mean, as far as going into a store and taking a pill or something off the shelf. Vitamin C is a lot in the news. You know, taking some vitamin C, 500-1,000 milligrams a day to build your immune system, important. Even though they are doing some intravenous things, I think they were doing that in China and some other places. Even in New York, they're doing some intravenous vitamin C's at very high dosages once someone has the symptoms and things. But again, taking a vitamin C once or twice a day may reduce the severity and the duration of colds and other types of viruses and things. You know, it doesn't stop you from getting it, but it can, again, boost your immune system so it can function better. So there, I'm not going to go into all the things they said, but they were saying that ones that can, you know, look promising, and I think you were just, if you're listening just to Dr. Garko, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, and some, you know, maybe some zinc. Again, if you're more important, if you're deficient in zinc, you might see a difference in your immune system there. Selenium, things like that are good. These are all things that help the immune system. Getting 1,000, 2,000 milligrams of D a day, getting those levels up there, again, which seems to be protective against a lot of things. So this is why we're busy at the store. People are just want some good stuff to bolster that immune system, and I think that's a great thing. I think they're using 1500 milligrams of intravenous C 3 or 4 times a day. That's happening in, New York State's largest hospital system is doing that. The former CDC, chief, Dr. Tom Frieden, also Dr. Humao, the public health specialist at NIH, the usefulness of sun exposure and or vitamin D supplementation to reduce your risk of infection. Especially with the other viruses that were out there already, like SARS and MERS and things like that. So say it doesn't have a direct effect on the virus, but again, it's helping the suppress the inflammation and things like that. So Consumer Labs has some good information in there. Recently from Dr. Mercola about hydrogen peroxide, seems to be good. I have that at home. We sell the good kind, the good kind. I mean, regular hydrogen peroxide is nothing really wrong with it. You can buy it in a drugstore and stuff. We have the 35%, which you have to dilute. It doesn't have any stabilizers in it. The ones you get at the drugstores and stuff usually have some, questionable things in there along, with the peroxide, and they don't have to really tell you what's in there. So we carry the 35%, which is something, and we have a sheet on how to dilute it. I think that's good for a lot of things. When I was reading the article about it, it seems to work like soap does. It kind of takes care of that lipid level, that fat coating that's on viruses and things. So it can dissolve those molecules. So that's how hydrogen peroxide works. And it's good for spraying around the house, too, and things like that. So that was an interesting article. The other one I thought was pretty interesting too is about, you know, high heat. There seems to be some evidence that doing regular sauna bathing is important. They showed that a clinical study showing 50 volunteers showed regular sauna bathers had half the rate of common colds compared to non-users. Those who use a sauna at least 2 or 3 times per week also have a lower risk of influenza and pneumonia, because, you know, sauna has killed bacteria and fungi, parasites, all that stuff. So you're elevating your core temperature, right? It's like getting a fever or something. That's how your body fights things. And a sauna can really do a job of that. So I've been actively, you know, we sell the Relax sauna, R-E-L-A-X sauna at the store there, the portable one. I've done some shows on it. You can look back in the archives and listen to some of the shows on that. And it's portable. You can move it around the house and, it, you know, costs you $5 a month to run that kind of a thing. Yeah, that's if you used it every day. So the saunas are really important. I just did one this morning, and it not only does it help health-wise, but it also just feels great. So that's something to look into as well. And that's about it, folks. Hang in there. Keep the stress levels down. That's probably the most important thing we can do right now. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Michael Hennessy, broker extraordinaire. We'll talk about some good immune products from some of the best companies out there. Be right back.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating this certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Get them today.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available locally at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Holly Hill Health Foods is showering you with savings up to 40% on products helping you build a wall of defense, a strong immune system to fight off the coronavirus, the common cold, and allergies. Holly Hill is stocked with targeted products like high-potency vitamin C, sovereign silver, oregano, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, homeopathic medicines, lots of probiotics and prebiotics, and many other immune boosters. Currently, Holly Hill Health Foods is accepting only curbside and online orders. Orders can be placed by calling the store 215-361-7777. Or through our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Curbside orders will be accepted from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays. All orders must be placed in advance and prepaid by credit card. We also are offering free advice by phone with one of our nutritionists. Thank you for your understanding and continued support of Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Pre-order by calling 215-361-7770 or online, hollyhillvitamins.com.
WNPV AM 1440.
Against the wind. We were running against the wind.
Running here to do that show. That's right. And on the phone we got Michael Hennessy. Michael.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, boy. So glad that you can jump in here for us. Thank you so much as usual.
Easy. Yeah. Gladly. I'll tell you what, it's really windy here. And again, I was so looking forward to spring, and it'll be back maybe on Sunday, but right now we're a little chilly.
Yeah, and I guess you're not running around to all the stores like you've done for the last 20 years. So.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, I listened to your intro, and it was really fantastic in terms of covering some of the basics. The first thing, though, that kind of hit me was you said, you know, you're really busy, and, you know, what I love about Holly Hill is that, you know, the best selection, the largest selection out there in the whole greater Philadelphia area. If you need something, Holly Hill's going to have it. But there's also the wisest staff. I work in 9 states, and the Holly Hill team is just exceptional. And you hit all the bases. But to tell you the truth, Jim, I am as busy, if not more busy, than I was before. It's kind of a funny equation. Mm. You know, I work with a number of companies, as you know, and some of my companies aren't selling at all. But the companies that have immune products are selling like crazy. And again, the question is keeping stuff in stock. But what I really liked was you said, you know, it's about building your immune system versus killing the virus. Mm. Well said. And again, you said vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, A, selenium. And again, Dr. Oz had all those in his equation. And so I commend Dr. Oz for being ahead of the game and talking about all these basic foundational structural nutrients. Mm. He also talked about the 250 milligrams of beta-glucan a day. But two quick things just to get them clear to the listening audience.
Yeah.
Vitamin C is really important for your circulatory immune system.
Hmm.
The white blood cells in your body collect vitamin C, and they, you know, just potentize that in the white blood cell, and that is the killing mechanism that they use to go after things that the white blood cells are attacking. So the equation is, if you have sufficient vitamin C, your white blood cells can work well. If you have optimal vitamin C, your white blood cells can work better. And then with the vitamin D, again, most people are deficient, and vitamin D is critically important. So that's the good news. And I feel, since you had me on, a public health service announcement is the internet is not your place for information, especially Facebook. And, you know, there's information out there saying 100 milligrams of vitamin zinc, the mineral zinc, is really great for you. I want to caution that, you know, zinc is good. Zinc is important. Zinc is critical for health. The body sometimes can be triggered into doing things by a high amount of zinc in your body, and it will cause your immune system to be more alert and active. So we're using the zinc sometimes as a triggering mechanism, but absolutely 100% speak strongly, 100 milligrams of zinc every day is not good. You should be taking zinc, maybe as a zinc lozenge, to flood your body with a lot of zinc, maybe 100 milligrams for 2 to 3 days, and not stretch that out beyond a week.
Right.
So, again, too many people are saying the wrong things out there. This is why, you know, Holly Hill, Jim Wilk are so important to the community.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and Michael, and it, not to sound conspiratorial at all, really, but it's like vitamin C and vitamin D. They're so inexpensive. There's no financial factors for big pharma to actually talk about these things too much, right? I mean, in your experience?
Absolutely. Again, the truth of the matter is, I feel there's been cases here for the movement that you and I have been in, you know, 38 years for me, and I think you're the same or even a longer veteran.
Yeah.
I mean, when I started, vitamin C, D, zinc, A, selenium were the things we could talk about. Then along came amino acids, and then along came acidophilus, and that's how old we are, Jim.
Yeah.
But it's so nice to know that these really essential nutrients, the vitamins and the core vitamins, the core minerals, the micro and the macro minerals like selenium, are so important. So, again, since you asked me, I'll just get on my high holy horse here and say, you know, I am just despondently irritated that I have heard so much news in the last 3 months from government officials, state officials, so-called doctors, professionals, and they are that. And not one of them ever says, why don't you build your immune system? Human beings sitting at home, people going to work, people bagging things in stores, people having to go out and shop at bank. You know, there's two people in the world, people who have a strong immune system and people who have an immune system which is going to be susceptible. And this core basic nutrient is just foundational to helping your immune system be well. And why is that not something they're saying every single day?
Bottom
line here is they should be selling multivitamins like crazy because right. Everybody should say, take your multis.
Right. And the fact that so many people that I know are eating comfort foods, which are tend to be laden with sugar and things like that, that kind of drop your immune system. So this is
absolutely
not the time to get lax about, I guess we're all sitting home instead of going to the movies or watching movies and eating the junk that goes along with that. Instead of once a week, it's every night.
Well, let's go back to the vitamin C.
Yeah.
Vitamin C is critically important for your white blood cells to do their job.
Hmm.
And if you have a lot of sugar in your blood, even if, not, I'm not talking about diabetic, I'm talking about the person who's eating junk food.
Right.
If you have high sugar, you will your vitamin C absorption is decreased by 75%. So even if you're taking vitamin C and eating those cookies, you know, the ability of that vitamin C to be absorbed is dramatically decreased. So drop the sugar now, public health service announcement. And my little latest kick is miso soup every day.
I
just eat miso soup right now.
Macrobiotic days. You're absolutely right. In fact, I had some the other day and some, we made some broth and put some miso in there. You know, you talked about the beta glucans, and one of my favorite products for many, many years, done, you know, 20 shows on that over the last 20 years or so. And, I still think people are a little unsure of what that is. It's not, yep, it's not something that rolls off people's tongues every day. The well-immune WGB, which is a trademark type of a beta-glucan, that are found in this great company, Biothera, which people somehow know as Immune Health Basics. That's the general term that some of our customers know it as. What a fantastic product that is. And I always use it every winter. You know, my immune system is pretty good. So I don't use it all year round. But I know when the winter comes and these things happen, and I know people with allergies will take it in the spring more so. But what a time to take this product now, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm speaking today under the auspices of my nonprofit, Wildberry Education, and I do talks and write things all the time, as you know, Jim. And,
right,
you know, I say that, you know, there are five things more important than a multivitamin as a general educational point to the consumer, to the public, and wear two hats there. And an omega-3 is critically important daily, and a probiotic is critically daily. But I'll tell you what, if I miss my probiotic, and if I miss my omega-3, I'm not too upset. I just want to keep it in my body on an almost daily basis. Every morning I wake up, Jim, and I take the Immune Health Basics product. And again, I just am so sold on the value of it. I convinced my mom to take it every day, and she said, I'm taking my immune pill. And that's kind of cool, you know, that's how she associated it. But the next generation of immune system health will be in the realm of, you know, these products, beta-glucans, polysaccharides, and probiotics. Now, beta-glucan, sugar, polysaccharide, saccharide, sugar. These are sugars. It's not sugar like you don't eat cookies. It's sugar like a construction of a cell in plants, in yeast and funguses. So again, these sugars are just like that zinc I said earlier. Don't take a lot of zinc, but if you want to trigger your immune system to work, sometimes flooding the body with zinc, your body has a system. This is physiology. If you can use things naturally to get your body to work well, that's intelligent. Mm-hmm. So again, the beta-glucans and polysaccharides are so respected by the medical community that my fear is that the beta-glucans, this Immune Health Basics product, will be moved into a drug as opposed to a nutritional supplement because it's so valuable.
Yeah.
I can't believe how many doctors recommend beta-glucans as the primary thing to take for Lyme's disease. Research in cancer research universities all over the United States, they use beta-glucans by themselves, and they use beta-glucans along with monoclonal antibodies as a cocktail to help things happening. I know Dr. Fauci was talking about, he's only got the drug model in his head, but he said, you know, we may wind up having a cocktail. Well, the beautiful thing about these beta-glucans is the beta-glucans are already being used with cancer drugs. The beta-glucans are already being used with Cipro. And what they're finding is when you take the beta-glucans, they help the body to, for the action of the drugs for cancer and the high potency antibiotics to work better, and they also help your immune system. So again, this is the future. It is strange that people in the natural channel who read this stuff all the time, that they haven't, you know, latched on to the beta-glucan and to understand what it is. But on the front lines of defense, what the beta-glucans do to keep your immune system primed and intelligent is just fantastic.
You know, a lot of people have heard the word beta-glucan because they associate it with the benefits of mushrooms, medicinal mushrooms. This company uses a little different technique, right?
Yeah, well, basically we're talking about beta-glucans. We're talking about three things. We're going to knock one of them off the table right away. Hmm. You'll see on your cereal, your oat cereal, it'll say that the beta-glucans help to lower cholesterol.
Oh, yeah,
that is a beta-glucan.
Right, yeah.
It's a different thing, but it's kind of cool to know that it has a government-approved statement for health, and that is a glucan, a beta-glucan from a grain, oats. What we're using here is two things, and I am a fan of both of the beta-glucan sources we use naturally in a way to activate the immune system to be primed and to work well. One is from yeast and one is from fungus. The yeast one is, for the bakers out there, you all know when you were, if you still use a yeast-based recipe, you put a little bit of those little sand pebbles of yeast into the mix and your bread rises. So yeast has been in the human channel of eating for a long period of time. The medicinal mushroom is not so much. A little bit of Native American Indian study on the medicinal mushrooms for health, but in Asia, the medicinal mushrooms are like king of safe, effective, tonic-type medicinal mushrooms. Both of them have beta-glucans in them. Today we're talking about the yeast product from Immune Health Basics. From my opinion, if you're doing either one of these, it's great. If all of a sudden there should be a hot spot beyond where there is in the Philadelphia and Montgomery County area now, you would want to make sure that your beta-glucan, that you're taking beta-glucans, because what they do is they, what happens is your immune system says, I'm being attacked by a million, an army of a million of yeast. I'm being attacked by an army of a million funguses, the mushrooms. But you're not. You're just being activated by a single strand of a sugar that was found in that yeast, or a single strand of sugar that is present in the skin or the chitin of that medicinal mushroom. So when your body sees that, the body is amazing and it's brilliant. It says, "Ooh, trigger. I know what to do when I get that signal. I get my immune system working." So what happens is the macrophages break down the yeasts, whether it be the beta-glucans, whether it be yeast or mushroom, and then as it breaks it down, it gets neutrophil cells to work, and they're like the frontline defenders, and the neutrophil cells are the most abundant cells in the immune system, and the neutrophils go out there, and they look, and they go, let me see what's coming in, let me get prepared, let me identify for the rest of the immune system where to attack. So beta-glucans, whether it be yeast or mushrooms, get the immune system primed and intelligent to go out there and mark the things that have to be attacked. Then the white blood cells, with that high amount of vitamin C you're feeding the body, go out there and attack. And this is for any infectious agent. It is for any viral agent. It is for a mutating cancer cell. So all we're saying here is that we know mechanisms of action, and the mechanisms of action for the yeast beta-glucans from Immune Health Basics are very well defined. They are accepted by the medical community, where people are looking for non-patentable, non-drug alternatives. And they only work in one way, like you said at the beginning, Jim, to get your immune system to work more efficiently. And that's what we should all be trying.
Yeah, it's excellent, folks. And it comes in different milligrams according to your body weight. We also have a chewable one for kids, and anyone in the family can take this. It's really safe. There's no interference here with other medications. It's more of a modulator. It doesn't really stimulate. So people even with the autoimmune things can probably do this. And it's not the kind of thing that would cause a yeast overgrowth either. That's a different, a whole another subject. So it's a great product, folks. And, you know, we even have people with serious conditions that come in and get the really high milligrams too. And that seems to be selling right now more than ever before. Immune Health Basics. Is there,
Jim, you said earlier that people are asking for milligrams when they order things for you to pick up.
Right.
There's a 250 milligram dosage, and the 250 milligram dosage is for people up to 225 pounds.
Yeah.
So that will cover a lot of people. One a day.
Yeah.
250 milligram. The 500 milligram is the one that's used for the more chronic illnesses,
right,
recovery, et cetera.
Right. And I guess a 500, you could use it every other day or so if you want to.
Well, the thing about neutrophils is they are in your body about 24 to 48 hours, so I think it's better to use 250 once a day than 500 every 2 days. They will be still circulating.
Yeah.
The neutrophil activity will still be circulating in your body,
right,
but you want to get your you want to send the troops out every morning ready to look.
Gotcha. It's an amazing product, folks. And where can they go? Is it immunehealthbasics.com? Is that still the same website?
Yep. You go to immunehealthbasics.com. You will find research on it.
A lot of studies.
Actually, you said Biothera. Biothera is the company that makes it. You are correct. They're the people that are now working primarily with the pharmaceutical companies,
right,
to do things to try to find these cocktails that will work. Mm-hmm. And a food company out of Ireland called Kelly, the Kelly Group, bought the rights to distribution internationally, because now people are saying, hey, we can put this in the food. Like, as they say, there's a drug statement on cereal. I mean, if you put this into, and it works well with liquids, yogurts, et cetera. So around the world, they're putting this nutrient. It's kind of the mischievousness, I would say, of capitalism.
Yeah.
But they're putting this product in the products and saying it has an immune effect. Can I tell one quick story before we move to the herbs about the beta glucan?
Yeah, we got to take a break in about a minute,
okay.
But go ahead.
Okay, well, real quickly, when we had the anthrax scare and people died earlier this century, the Canadian government said, what can we do to arm our troops? What's the best natural thing? What's the best thing we can use at all to help the troops if they're going to go into battle and they're going to have some agents that will be unprepared for? And they started with 43 things. They narrowed it down to this beta-glucan product, and they said this is the product we're going to give people. They did some really serious and kind of ugly tests. It's the military, after all, if you're concerned about testing on animals, et cetera, et cetera. They tested against the anthrax. They tested against the 1918-1919 flu, which is similar to what we're dealing with now. And they used Cipro, and they used Immune Health Basics. And what they said was, let's do three different tests. So let's do Cipro plus Immune Health Basics. And they found that was the best combination. Now, Cipro is a very strong antibiotic. It's very damaging to the liver. But what they found is when you use the Cipro, you could lower the amount of Immune Health Basics the Cipro you were taking, so you could lower the aggressive agent by combining it in a cocktail with Immune Health Basics. Well, what they found, and I'll finish up here, is that Immune Health Basics by itself in their testing worked better than Cipro by itself. So this product, if you want to find the research, this product is truly, absolutely just an amazing natural substance that's very safe. It just helps your immune system to act more intelligently.
Sounds good. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back with Michael Hennessy, and we're going to talk some herbs for the immune system and for some of the seasonal allergies that are going out there. Be right back.
In our world, good health is threatened on many fronts. Exposure to toxic substances like pesticides and car exhaust or stress can lead to serious problems. And with the changing seasons, countless new challenges are just a cough or sneeze away. The best prevention is a strong immune system. Every day, our immune cells are fighting to protect us against a wide range of challenges. Sometimes the challenges can be overwhelming. Immune Health Basics with WGP36 is a natural supplement that increases the ability of the body's immune cells to fight foreign intruders. Research studies show that WGP36 binds to key immune cells, priming them for action without harmful side effects. Your satisfaction is, of course, guaranteed. Immune Health Basics, the Immune Health Company.
Available locally at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Holly Hill Health Foods is showering you with savings up to 40% on products helping you build a wall of defense, a strong immune system to fight off the coronavirus, the common cold, and allergies. Holly Hill is stocked with targeted products like high-potency vitamin C, sovereign silver, oregano, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, homeopathic medicines, lots of probiotics and prebiotics, and many other immune boosters. Currently, Holly Hill Health Foods is accepting only curbside and online orders. Orders can be placed by calling the store 215-361-7777. Or through our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Curbside orders will be accepted from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays. All orders must be placed in advance and prepaid by credit card. We also are offering free advice by phone with one of our nutritionists. Thank you for your understanding and continued support of Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Pre-order by calling 215-361-7770 or online, hollyhillvitamins.com.
WNPV AM 1440.
Immune system is our body's defense that protects us from pathogens. When microbes invade us, our body learns.
That's awesome, Jeff. All right, we're back with Michael Hennessy, and he's probably one of the most respected brokers in the country there when it comes to introducing lines and products to health food stores. He's our liaison. He's the guy that does all the homework for us, and he comes in and say, hey, I found this, and we listen. So we appreciate him being on. And herbs are again traditionally used, Michael, you know, for back in the, I think I read your little article on the plague recently. back in the 1600s and things like that. And I appreciate, because not only is Michael good at procuring great companies, but also he's a great gifted writer. Herbs are, again, one of those things you don't hear much about on the media, except to say it's worthless and things like that. So what's going on with the herbal situation out there?
Well, two things. First of all, talking about cocktails. Well, again, I fully appreciate science. I have tons of doctors who are friends of mine. But the term is always we need to collect data, and we need to have verifiable proof scientifically, which means, you know, testing over and over again so you can prove that it is an absolute, give or take, not counting the contraindications. We are people living in these times, you know. There isn't a textbook that we're worried about, and we're really not so concerned about someone's opinion. We are looking for strategies for survival. Now, if you're talking about an antiviral, you know, will we find something through a vaccine? Will we find a well-accepted, well-invested pharmaceutical drug that may or may not work? We don't know. And I'm all for finding anything that will work if we have a situation where, you know, the elderly and everyday people are suffering and dying. But that being said, look to nature. There are so many things that are plants, that are herbs, that are recognized to be antivirals. Now, until somebody comes along, and this may happen, and says, well, antiviral herbals are not to be used in something, then you'd have to make a decision when that's said. But, you know, nobody knows what to say. So plants have antiviral capabilities quite simply because plants are alive. And plants have to deal with viruses in the soil and in the air. Plants are constantly fighting off viruses too. So over the years, over the centuries, from many different cultures, we found many herbs that have proven to be antivirals. As Jim said, I'm not a doctor, but I'm an herbal researcher. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take as many herbal antivirals as I know would make sense, because the concept of cocktails is just not radical. It's actually smart. So I go back to urinary tract infections. And, you know, people would be taking antibiotics if they had a urinary tract infection, and they say, well, I took an antibiotic and it worked, and then 4 months later it came back, so I had to take a stronger antibiotic. And then, you know, you go through these cycles, and then they say, well, I can't take any more antibiotics. I'm taking the strongest one possible. And I compare that kind of with the cockroach theory. If you keep on trying to poison the cockroaches, another generation will need a stronger poison. What they found was with herbs that if you used certain herbs, which are very complex, they worked more effectively for the urinary tract infections than the antibiotics. With the virals, same logic applies. If you take five or six different herbs that are known to have antiviral properties, then what you're doing is you're sending an arsenal of plant activity against the virus. And I'm not saying it's going to be a cure. I'm not going to say to only do this. I'm just saying it just makes sense. There is no harm with taking antivirals. But to springboard off that to the second question, you said what's going on out there with herbs, Jim. Many people are starting to get allergies. And when you're getting allergies, you think you may have coronavirus because some of the symptoms are very similar. So let's just take coronavirus and not think about it for a second, which would be a joy. Yeah. The time of year where we have to think about pollen. Allergies are an immune system response. So again, we're still talking about the immune system. Here we're talking about a different way of acting naturally through herbs. But if you have allergies, you know, it's not an underlying condition for this COVID-19 like diabetes or a heart condition, but it is a compounding situation which is going to have your body very active at this time of year. So if you have allergies and you look at the wind today, you're going to go, wow, pollen is going to be rough. I'm going to have a problem. So we may want to look at some strategies in a different aspect of the immune system to work to keep your body strong in pollen season.
Yeah, and so what are some of the top ones that people do use?
Well, I'm a big fan of liquid herb extracts at this point because liquid herb extracts will act very quickly. Three things I often talk about are, first of all, I just want to start with the beta-glucans. The research on the beta-glucans is very good for keeping your immune system strong. So the sad thing is that pollens are benign. They are not bad. They are not dangerous. The sad thing is, primarily because of mucosal integrity in the nasal passages of the mouth and the ears and the eyes, our immune system has coded pollen wrong, and it has said, oh, pollen is a very dangerous thing. And then we have a histamine response. We have a high amount of misdirected immune activity. So anything you can do, the word you used earlier, Jim, was immunomodulation. Anything you can do to keep the immune system working naturally, immunomodulators are good. Secondarily, I would look at herbs. Two products I'll bring up, one, both by Herb Farm, America's number one liquid herb extract company. They have a product called Pollen Defense, and they have a product called Ready for Pollen. Slightly different in their application. Absolutely optimal to take both, but these are formulas that will work with your immune system, but more importantly, to help you with the symptoms that occur from allergies. And the third thing I'll bring up, and I know you carry Newton Homeopathics there, is the idea of homeopathy. So if I'm talking to people in allergy season, I'm saying vitamin C, I'm saying beta-glucans, I'm saying herbal remedies, and I'm saying homeopathy.
Okay. Yeah, the Pollen Defense is a great product. And again, that's like a little cocktail of some of the things that help with I've been blessed that really never had a problem. I had just one year I had a problem with allergies. It was so unusual for me, for that particular year that I've never had a sniffle or a teary eye or anything, but I know people suffer so much. But there's some just great, general herbs out there that work tremendously for that.
Yeah, well, I had trauma because my mom wouldn't let me play football as a little kid because I had really bad grass allergies. So I went to the basketball court, you know? Pollen Defense and Ready for Pollen. Both have two excellent, undervalued herbs that an herbalist would use, with confidence unequivocally for situations of allergies.
Right.
One is on the right. And one is nettle. The Pollen Defense is the stronger formula.
Right.
And Jim, some of my cohorts in the field that I have, mm-hmm. they love Pollen Defense. They go, can you get me a free bottle of Pollen Defense? It has fibrate, it has golden seal, horseradish, stinging nettle seed, and yarrow. Simple formula, but the cool thing and what makes this genius is that golden seal dries out the nasal passages.
Right.
Horseradish keeps them active. So you're doing two things. You're drying while activating. And then the eyebrite is good for the entire upper respiratory tract. It's high in rutin and tannins, and it just helps your body to work well. So that's a formula for every day. And the Ready for Pollen is a spray. It tastes good. You can have it with you, you know, before things get bad.
Right.
It also works on the respiratory system. It has stinging nettle, eyebrite, goldenrod, reishi mushroom, astragalus, ginger.
Right.
What I like about this formula is it has the reishi and the astragalus, which are both really good for the immune system. So you're taking a formula that helps your body with allergies
and
while
immune.
Simultaneously strengthening your immune system.
Yeah, and we're talking about Herb Farm. That's with a PH, Herb Farm, and they make just great liquid extracts. Mike, we could take another quick break and come back, and we'll have you to the end there. So be right back with Michael Hennessy.
Along with COVID-19 concerns, it's allergy season. The trees will soon be a brilliant green and the lawns need mowing. But for more than 50 million Americans, this time of year means a relentless go-round of headaches, sneezing, itchy eyes, and runny nose. If you suffer with respiratory allergies, relief is as close as Holly Hill Health Foods and their selection of Herb Farm herbal products. Traditionally, a number of herbs have been used for the maintenance of allergy-like symptoms. Herbs like eyebrite, nettle, and golden seal have a long history of use with inflammatory conditions. Herb Farm, America's leading liquid herbal extract company, offers a wide array of these and other herbs that can help manage respiratory allergies. It is time to use nature to get healthy. Learn which Herb Farm products you should use to manage your symptoms with a visit to Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Herb Farm, quality liquid extracts, the most effective herbs on the market. Holly Hill Health Foods is showering you with savings up to 40% on products helping you build a wall of defense, a strong immune system to fight off the coronavirus, the common cold, and allergies. Holly Hill is stocked with targeted products like high-potency vitamin C, sovereign silver, oregano, elderberry, zinc, mushrooms, homeopathic medicines, lots of probiotics and prebiotics, and many other immune boosters. Currently, Holly Hill Health Foods is accepting only curbside and online orders. Orders can be placed by calling the store 215-361-7770 or through our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Curbside orders will be accepted from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sundays. All orders must be placed in advance and prepaid by credit card. We also are offering free advice by phone with one of our nutritionists. Thank you for your understanding and continued support of Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. Pre-order by calling 215-361-7770 or online, hollyhillvitamins.com.
WNPV AM 1440.
I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times.
All right, we are back with Michael Hennessy, and we're talking about some things for the immune system and Herb Farm for the allergy season here. Also, we got in some from Herb Farm, Ella Campaign, and I know Jeff thought that was an old blues singer, but Ella Campaign has been shown to be really good for respiratory things, right?
Absolutely. The funny thing is that, two things. There has never been a pharmaceutical drug that has been proven to work with upper respiratory tract infections, because you can't patent something and say that there's a mechanism of action for respiratory tract infections. So this is kind of a conundrum of modern science. We don't really have things that we know that are really good for upper respiratory tract infections. There is no cure for the flu. There is no cure for the cold. Modern medicine has struck out, and that's I'm challenging them there. I'm just saying, right, good luck. I want you to succeed. But there are many things that have been used historically for strengthening the lungs. So, again, before tobacco was introduced to Europe, we still had raging problems with lungs where people were getting infections of the lungs. And the old wise herbalist, the village herbalist, and the people we may call, the witch doctors of different cultures now, today, what we call them, were people who found herbs and they used them, and their success and their reputation grew by using things that were good. So Ella Campaign has traditionally been used for, lung diseases before we had modern medicine, for asthma, for bronchitis, and for a whooping cough. So it prevents coughing. It was used for tuberculosis. It's used as an expectorant to loosen up the phlegm so that it can be coughed out more easily. It's a great herb. And again, it's beautiful in my mind, Jim, to see all these herbs come back, these old herbs that are very, very good for the lungs. Hey, Jim, to switch topics real quickly, I just want to thank you. We've been on radio a lot over the years. I want to honor you. I think you're a tremendous, noble warrior. It has been a joy, and we have to give gratitude to the people we know at this time. And what you've done for your community, your humor, your insightfulness, your dedication to giving people news every single week, is just an honor to work with you, and you are really a gem and a blessing both to the community, to the radio station, and to Holly Hill. So I wanted to say that to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael. Really, I don't want the tears to come because they can spread something. I don't want any body fluids coming out of me at the moment, but thank you so much. We got about a minute left here. Michael, I know you're on the forefront there, and we always appreciate when you and your army come by and show us all the great stuff that's out there. So it's a mutual feeling there, and thank you so much for all these years. Check out, folks, Herb Farm and the Immune Health Basics. He's also a representative of Dr. O'Hara, which Ross Pelton was on Rhea's show the other week. Very good for the immune system as well and things. Michael, stay at home for a while and take a little break from the phone once in a while, okay?
Beautiful. Stay well, everybody.
All right. Thanks again, Mike. All right, guys, remember, we're at the store there, so just give a call. If it's no one answers, just call back in a few minutes. We'll leave a message. We'll get back to you. We'll take care of you. And we'll see you here next week. Thanks again.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WNPV Lansdale.